This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf podcast. I, of course, am Tyrus and my super co-captain, the Timf.
Hey, hey. So we're doing this remotely for the first time in a long time.
Yes. We're reliving days of pandemic old.
Yeah. Well, because you're not, I don't know, when do you come back to the city next week, right?
We're still, you know, well, you can't really plan ahead, you know, because
I could
get exposed at any time. So, I mean, tentatively, quite possibly, yes. But, you know, it's a lot of what have yous and whatnots. And speaking of what have yous and whatnots, Devin is back with us today, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo.
Fresh off her, was it 14-day weekend? Is that about right?
Approximately.
Yeah, Devin doesn't do 2-day weekends. She does to 14-day weekends.
Full regalia. She's getting it in. Nary a time is she a 2-day weekend person.
Nary a time.
Which brings us to a issue when your weekend starts on Friday, which I have no issue with. But you rule with an iron fist and you don't allow anyone else to read. And
yeah,
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Tyrus and Timf got a lot going on these days.
Yeah.
You know, we've hit, well, Gutfill has for sure. And because we are associated with him, that means us too, kind of. I mean, we're not getting the whiz and all that other kind of stuff and anything, but I mean, we got to be there. So, you know, we do the heavy lifting, you know. But the point is, sometimes in all the preparation we have to do, you know, not to mention Kat has literally been in constant negotiations with primetime news. I mean, she's literally, she can get the call anytime. You know,
yeah, Hannity, you better watch out.
Anytime. You know, she's just what? Anytime. So with that being said, you got to lift the restrictions on reading. You got to give us a backup reader when you're not in. Not saying that you're not consistent, but I mean, you can't expect us to read
our own stories.
Create
not
magic.
When we hit the medium Not when we've hit the medium time.
Yeah. But,
you know you've given me something to think about. Now that you make a good point, now that you've hit the medium time, I will think about it. How about that? Is that okay? But
Not how you talk to C-minus celebrities, Devin. I just got to put that out there. Like, you can't. I mean, we don't quite have enough clout to get publicists, but when we do, you're gonna hear about it. I mean, not from us, but from our publicist. And he or she is not going to be, you know, as polite as Tyrus and Timf, just putting it out there. So you know, you might want to ease back on your reading restrictions, because, you know, I can't guarantee, I don't know what's going to happen when, because, you know, it's going to be one of those big time publicists.
Yeah, we're not going to come in the studio unless you have exactly correctly colored M&Ms there for us.
Yes, 100%.
And if we find any of the wrong colored M&Ms touching our M&Ms that are of the right color, we will walk out.
I mean, we won't even walk in.
No.
Because here's the deal. Our publicist is going to have his own publicist. You understand what I'm saying? You understand the level that Tyrus and Timf are going to be on, Devin? So we can't walk in. If I got green M&Ms and Kat decides her M&M color of the day is Portreuse, then it better be that way.
Yeah, the M&M store is not far from Fox. So there's
no,
really
it's
no
literally around the corner.
Actually, I want M&Ms with my face on them.
Yeah.
And if I don't think I look pretty in my M&M face,
oh man,
I walk out.
She's, and if she goes, I go.
Yeah.
So even if you get my M&M right, if Tim's not feeling it, mm-mm, and if those glasses aren't made of the same material as her own glasses, we walk.
Yeah, we need. If I look at my M&M picture and I don't think it's attractive, I will take it as an insult against me, my family, and my dead mother. And then yes, I will walk out and my mother will haunt you.
We'll get a lawyer. It'll be, yep, hell to pay.
Well, we'll have a team of lawyers. We will not go anywhere without our team of lawyers.
No, no. So we're going to need a hell of a lot of seats. Yeah. We need to add at least 30 seats to the studio.
Our legal team, our PR team.
My spiritual advisor.
Yes, of course. Tony Robbins.
And yes, he has a goat. Because all the good ones have goats. A show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not starting a show without goat yoga. I mean, that's a given. I think we put that in there.
I think these demands are fair. I'm writing them all down, so, you know.
You are? Because I don't hear the sound. I don't hear the sound of a strap. I was actually going to bring it. I was curious if you were taking notes because I didn't hear the sound of anything.
That pen is fine for now, but starting in April, you can have to write with a feather and ink. Or we walk out.
Actually, I thought we were going to make her get a stenographer.
That's true.
To read back the notes to
us. We'll bring our own stenographer as well.
Yes.
Our team of stenographers. Yes. Just to make sure.
We might have to build a bigger studio. Paying attention.
Well, you just might, Devin. Quizzes.
We have contracted the services of Chris Wallace. Maybe you've heard of this young man. He will be administering a quiz at the end of each show to the staff. And pray tell they pass said quiz. They better be paying attention. So we're getting sponsored by Number Two Pencils and Scantron. So we will hand those out in lieu of pay for the assistance. And, you know, just tight ship. A lot of things going on.
Fail one question, we walk out.
We gone. Don't ask why. Don't have Jason put on his patented green shirt and try to distract us, because we will not be distracted. We have a guy for that. We have a distraction guy as well. Yes. And he'll be doing various things during the day to keep our attention. You know, there'll be some mime stuff, a magic show. Just this guy is there to entertain us, and don't bother him or interrupt him.
So what I'm hearing is the theme is that you're going to walk out.
Well, we don't. No.
Let me reiterate. We're not just going to walk out if we are forced to walk out.
Exactly.
No. If we walk out, 110%, your fault, Devin.
It's my fault. Yeah. Okay.
Us walking out isn't because, we walked out. Us walking out will be a consequence of a decision that you made.
Our walkout turns into a protest. You understand? See how that works?
We've also hired a team of 100,000 protesters.
Yeah. Oh, they're itching.
And they're vicious. Itching. They are vicious.
Yeah.
They are not peaceful.
What do we want? Chairs. When do we want them? Now, Devin.
Now.
That's all you'll hear. That's all you're hearing outside your door.
Yeah. So get an arena. Get the M&Ms.
I'm working on it.
And
get
us a backup reader. Yes. Backup reader, Devin.
That might be the first and only thing I can do on that list.
Backup reader. That's it.
You can get M&Ms, Devin. You can get M&Ms.
I know you can get peeps. You can get peeps.
I can get peeps.
We know where the M&M store is, Devin. You can also order online.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot you can do on your own time.
I'm so thankful for the constructive criticism. I really appreciate it. Well,
you know what? That is the first step. And I'm sorry I had to come to this, but I mean, Tyrus and Tim, although there's no actual proof of it, we are prime time. We are going prime time. It's just, there wasn't enough. It was just enough room on the poster for Gutfeld. It was, but there's a dot dot. Tyrus and Tiff. I mean, it's just, we don't need recognition. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're self. So, you know, we just thought it was in the best interest of the team, because the little guy's a little sensitive sometimes, that Cat and I just lay low, because we've already are established. Everybody knows that. I mean, we're not ranked 55th in male and female comedy
white
tandems about
girl,
politics.
Black
or
guy comedy. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I mean, you just, that's not a list you get on. You know, you gotta break into that. Yeah. You gotta know a thing or two, you know? So, speaking of serial and habitual line steppers, which unfortunately, Devin, that's what they're saying around the water cooler. It's not me. It's not Kat, because i.e. we can't be at the water cooler because we're not in the building. So it's not us. But, you know, there's a lot of habitual line stepping going on. Speaking of lines, if you could read this one about serial stowaways, that would be phenomenal.
Absolutely. Serial stowaway escapes facility, busted again in Chicago. The Chicago woman, who has managed to sneak past airport security and board dozens of flights without a ticket, allegedly escaped from an electronic monitoring residential facility before returning to the airport. Serial stowaway Marilyn Hartman was taken into custody at O'Hare Airport after fleeing the court-ordered facility Tuesday. Investigators were able to arrest Hartman at the international airport thanks to her tracking device. The 69-year-old, who has fooled the TSA at least 30 times over 3 decades, was not able to evade the checkpoint this week, and police picked her up in the airport's non-secure section. Hartman has been arrested for breaching security multiple times at O'Hare, Midway, and other airports across the country. She's even foiled customs officials and hopped on planes to London, Copenhagen, and Paris, according to an interview with Chicago's CBS2, which coincidentally aired just last Sunday. Hartman told the station she is no criminal mastermind, quote, "The thing I've got to tell you, I have never been able to board a plane by myself. I was always let through," Hartman said. "I mean, I was able to go through the security line without a boarding pass. Quote, I got by them. This is the thing that's so crazy. By following someone, they would be carrying like a blue bag," the Second City stowaway told the CBS affiliate. "And the next thing I know, I get into the TSA line and TSA lets me through and they think I'm with the guy with the blue bag." Security officials told the station her simple tactics are very alarming in a post 9/11 world. Quote, "For her to be able to repeat that over and over, that is just mind boggling," aviation security expert Jeff Price told the station. Quote, "The genius of her mode of operation is in its simplicity," he said. "It's the unsophisticated types of plans are often the most successful." Hartman, who struggles with bipolar disorder, claims police keep blaming her mental illness for her long rap sheet instead of airport worker ineptitude. Quote, "I know they keep emphasizing the mental illness. Law enforcement would like to have that in place. But no, I'm pretty good," she reportedly said.
Well, first of all, I pick her for my team.
Ugh.
Because she can get places where we can't get. So, and she's humble to a point. I have a hard time being mad at her at her evil plan, but it says a lot about TSA when they're sweating me about a half a drink bottle in my backpack, you know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, boy, they sure quick to double check. Oh, sir, you've been selected for a random screening. I randomly get selected every time. Too bad this wasn't like the lottery, I'd be a millionaire. And she just rolls on through with no ticket.
I mean, this also just proves what we already, it seems obvious to me forever, which is that the TSA is just security theater, right? Like,
oh, I thought you were going to say they were racist.
Look.
White privilege.
Look.
She just because she's an old white lady, she couldn't be doing nothing wrong. So I think
there's something to that too. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't need to know any of the facts. I'm just gonna say it's racist. Matter of fact, throw any topic at me. Any topic. I don't challenge me. Question me. Ask me anything.
Okay, and you'll tell me why it's racist.
Yes.
Okay. In the second grade, in the third grade, I won a hula hooping contest at Disney World because I hula hooped the longest.
Oh, so they let you play a culturally appropriate game. So you wanted to steal our culture and wonder why the other black kids couldn't do the hula hoop with you because they were standing there in shock while you stole something that was ours, that was passed down to us from hula hoop legends. It goes all the way back to the great hula hoop king in Nairobi. You, ma'am, are racist.
Okay. I ate peanut butter pretzels for breakfast.
What? Peanut butter was invented by a
black man. Invented by a black man, yeah.
And you just gonna just eat it like it was made for you? Racist. Next one.
Okay, let's see.
Racist.
You know, if this was the New York Times... If this is the New York Times, I would have to resign because you called me a racist.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not calling it. I said it loudly.
Right.
I wasn't quite yelling because that would be like too much. Give me any greeting.
I'm just saying, like, I would have to resign. All you would have to, you would say, I'm uncomfortable working with this racist. And it wouldn't matter that all I did was eat peanut butter pretzels. I would have to resign.
Well, the investigation would start with, did you apologize? You're like,
no.
No, I didn't apologize. Because she's racist. No, because I didn't do it. No. Don't you try to throw, she's trying to throw facts. She's using her white privilege to tell the truth. Have her removed. See, this is great. Unless, of course, you turn around on me and call me a racist, then I'm in trouble. You can't double stamp a double. There's no double races, you know, like double dare, quadruple dare. Like you can't re-race a race. Wait, if I call you racist and then you call me race, wait, no matter how this works out, you're racist. Yeah, that's
yeah. I'm white. Well, I am.
That's what I'm going with.
Although I remember something happened to me like, I don't know, after, you know, the whole insurrection thing, people were like, some random, like, liberal trolls were talking about, like, you know, I'm a Nazi, we're all Nazis, Fox is all
Nazis. Yes, I did observe that, although I had no factual evidence of ever seeing you embrace or say anything about a Nazi, but it obviously was true.
Is that I am Polish.
Okay? Yes.
I am Polish Catholic, and I'm very openly Polish. I'm extremely Polish, okay? I'm like,
yes.
Like almost entirely Polish. My last name's German, but I'm almost entirely Polish. And like you know, like
I'm not a historian cat, but correct me if I'm wrong, Poland kind of had an issue with the Nazis, correct?
Yeah, and Catholic. My family was Polish Catholic. Hitler, not a fan. And guess what else?
No.
Like the people who are now like these like white supremacist whatever people, not a fan. I remember when I said something criticizing Trump like years ago, this was like, I don't remember, whatever. People were like, I wish that we would have gotten your family in the Holocaust too and like Poland because you're Polish, blah, 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 blah. So I don't, they're not the biggest fan of me or my ancestors either.
No, and
we were targeted for extermination. Like Polish Catholic people were also targeted for extermination in the Holocaust. So it's just very interesting, you know, the way this all works.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. And again, my entire argument that I just put on is I didn't need any facts, proof, or anything. I could just say it.
Yes.
I could just say it. And because I said it, it's 100% true. I said it. People don't lie. Come on, man. Like, that's just... And if you tell me I can't say it, you're impinging on my free speech. So there you go. It's a win-win.
Yeah, it looks...
You know, they used to say, like... Yeah, like, the new color is the new... Like, is the new... Like, pink is the new black or whatever.
Yeah.
Racism is the new pink.
Yeah.
like, pink is out. Black had a good run. Then pink took over. And now it's color me racist.
Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
I was going to say, speaking of a win-win situation, assistant principal arrested, accused of homecoming court vote fraud. On Monday.
Sorry, what?
Homecoming court vote fraud.
I just can't get away from it in America anymore. Like, is any election safe?
Well, we're about to find out. On Monday, agents arrested Laura Rose Carroll, 50, and her 17-year-old daughter on multiple charges stemming from the October homecoming vote at Tate High School in Pensacola, Florida. Carroll is accused of accessing the school district's internal system to cast fraudulent votes for her daughter, who was elected homecoming queen at her high school. The investigation began in November when Escambia County School District reported unauthorized access into hundreds of students' accounts. Hundreds of votes for the school's homecoming court were flagged as fraudulent, and there were 117 votes from the same IP address within a short period of time. That's when investigators found evidence of unauthorized access to the system linked to Carroll's cell phone and computers at her home. There were 246 votes cast for homecoming court from those devices. Carroll is an assistant principal at Bellevue Elementary School in Pensacola, Florida. Multiple tape students told investigators the daughter described using her mother's system to access or of watching her mother access records for years. Investigators learned that since August 2019, Carroll's account accessed 372 high school records, and 339 of those were Tate students. Escambia County School District Superintendent Tim Smith told the News Journal that Carroll has been suspended from her job. Her daughter has also been expelled from Tate High School. Each are charged with offenses against users of computers, computer systems, computer networks, and electronic devices. Unlawful use of a two-way communications device, criminal use of a personally identifiable information, and conspiracy to commit these offenses. I also assume, I'm just saying this, I also assume that they took away her homecoming crown.
So her daughter did win it.
Yeah.
And she went through the whole ceremony.
She was elected, her daughter who was elected homecoming queen at her high school.
This is really awful because...
This is diabolical.
This should be called Laura Rose Connell, the mother, creates a monster.
Yes.
Creates a monster. This is how people become so insufferable.
Karens.
So insufferable. Like
how to make a Karen. Kind of
she didn't think her daughter could win on her own popularity.
Clearly not. You know, but when your mom works in the office, how popular are you anyways, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to expand this investigation. Is there any chance this woman is related to the Chicago stowaway? Because these are both pretty diabolical crimes we got here. Like, she broke into the school voting system to sway... So her daughter could be homecoming queen.
And also,
so basically,
thankfully she's a senior because she would never, you know, everyone hates her now, but also like,
yeah,
that's going to affect her ability to like get a job, her job. Like, I don't know. Like this is horrible. And for what? Like homecoming, like is school even happening right now?
I can honestly tell you that every homecoming king in America or queen obviously go on to incredible careers. Like you will literally see every CEO of every company, every guy and every possible or gal and every possible leadership role. You see the first thing on their resume, homecoming king or queen, you know, even runner up, you know what I'm saying? But
from what I can tell,
I think the daughter gets an out, but
From what I can tell, this was during the 2019-2020, so it was before the pandemic, but the investigation started this past November, I guess, because she had been talking.
But the damage is done. You can't get it back.
Right.
She got the ceremony. She got the crown on her head. She got the accolades. Yeah. You know, and now it's like, I guess the question is, did she know her mom was doing it? Did she know that she... Was she part of it or not part of it? Because, you know, if this was like Murder, She Wrote or something, she wouldn't know. And it was the mom, who did it all the time because she loved her so much and she just wanted her to be happy and she didn't want her to have high school like she had high school. Like there's always a, like this dramatic background, or was the daughter like, mommy, I want to be homecoming queen. And it's like that one kid in Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. And he's like, yo, Wonka, how much for the goose? You know, but daddy, I want it now. Is it that situation?
A Veruca Salt situation?
Yeah. Is it a Veruca? Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's still like, the amount of effort that went into this. She's, her mom's on my team too. I'm calling because between with her and the Chicago Stowaway, there is nothing I can't. I've just extended my reach. I can get you cyberspace. I can break in anywhere. Like my team has just become like, I can do some Ocean 11 stuff now. These are the two players that I need for world dominance.
Well, I have something here for the Dalmatian Detective Agency.
All right.
All right.
All right. Did we get the retainer?
Oh, absolutely.
We don't work for
Come
free.
Come on, Devin. It's $5,000 retainer for the Dalmatian Detective Agency.
Well, can I, let me read you this and see if you're willing to, you know, lower your prices.
We don't do pro bono.
Yeah, we don't do pro bono work. We don't do pro bono work.
There is a reward for this one, though.
All right. You have my attention.
All right. $1,500 reward. I know it's not your $5,000 retainer. I got it. $1,500 reward offered to a safe return of Ronald McDonald statue. Police in Michigan said a $1,500 reward is being offered for the safe return of one of the town's most popular residents, a Ronald McDonald statue. The Woodhaven Police Department said the statue, which was seated on a bench behind the McDonald's in town, was taken at some point Friday night or early Saturday morning. Police said the bench was damaged in the theft. Quote, Ronald has been a big part of the Woodhaven community for many years, and the Granader family is offering a $1,500 reward for his safe return, police said. Police are asking anyone with information on the clown statue's whereabouts to contact the department. So hear me out. I think you guys can leverage, since he's clearly a, you know, beloved community member, you might be able to, you know, negotiate a higher reward. What do you think?
I just don't understand. I mean, how expensive are those statues? I mean, I guess there's an emotional connection. I think that having an emotional connection to a Ronald McDonald statue is kind of weird.
Sick.
Yeah.
And it's racist. I don't want it back. So I don't like clowns.
You're declining taking this on for the detective.
Oh, I'm out. Okay. If this was Shark Tank, I'm out. Because usually it's an inside job and it's the person who's putting the reward for, I've already solved this case. The person who put the award up took the clown to throw us off. So it'll give them more time with their beloved clown because no one else would be crying for this clown unless somebody who is obsessed with this clown statue. So there, boom, done, solved. Roll credits. Make the check out to, Tires and Temp Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. For the full $5,000. I think that deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, we
you
just
solved
saw,
that
I
pretty
mean,
quickly.
I didn't even have to bring in our investigative reporter. You know, she didn't even have to make a call.
Yeah, we know exactly what happened. So
yeah, we don't have Laura. We don't, you know, Laura Logan doesn't have to get on the ground and solve this riddle. Like we've got it. And even though she probably way too expensive for us to book, but you know, we could if we needed to.
I don't know. You guys are medium level now.
What? Wait, what did you say, Devin?
Medium time.
We're medium?
Yeah, remember, he's big time. You're medium time.
I never said I was medium time. Kat, did I ever say we were medium time?
Kat did.
That doesn't sound like something that I would say about Tyrus and Tim.
And you should have corrected me and said, don't say that about yourself. You are huge. You are huge time. You are Ariana Grande.
You're both Ariana Grande.
No, I'm way bigger than her. Like I physically just I dwarf her. She's like I haven't been medium anything since I was like 11 and I refuse to go back. So no, I'm not. I'm sad now. Well, I guess you get a medium ending to the show then.
What did you guys learn today?
What did you learn today, Kat, in a very medium way, please?
I learned today. Well, I didn't learn about the TSA being a joke because I already knew that. I learned that like cops will actually get involved in a homecoming election.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that you had to break in online for counting votes for homecoming. I thought you just filled out a paper and put it in a box. And then somebody counted it. The yearbook team counted it. I didn't realize that homecoming king and queen was such an intricate and unbelievably important and protected. And you could even tell if it was an unverified vote. I mean, that's pretty big tech right there. I'm assuming this was a private school.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a public school.
Wow. Well, damn. So it kind of makes you wonder what's going on in the private school. Yeah. So, you know, I learned that, and I learned that Devin had completely sidestepped the backup reader issue.
Well, I learned that regardless of anything I do, it's always going to be my fault, and I just need to be okay with that.
Legally, and yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're the producer. So, yeah, you are responsible for everything we say or do. Like you co-signed on this bad boy. So, yeah. Now that I know that, I'll just say Devin did it. Devin made me say it. Yeah, I'm good with that. All right, then. Well, for more podcasts like this, which Devin made us do, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com, Devin's fault. And she's the Timph, and I'm Tyrus. And is it enough said, Devin?
Enough said. You're right.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.